Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Straight Talk for the Soul series, your vibrational, multidimensional vitamin for the body, mind, and spirit. I'm Carrie Murphy, your host, creator, and founder of this global broadcast and brilliant community of light. I do want to extend a bright and beautiful good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of you tuning in from around the world to join the wonderful Marina Rose and myself. We're going to talk about unleashing the blueprint of your soul through your hands. The keys to self-discovery are actually in your hands. So we'll dive into that. So welcome home, everyone. Luminous light leaders, this is your safe haven and a sacred space and a sanctuary to provide connection and comfort, renewal, restoration. This is a unity community to empower you. And we're here to provide some support and upliftment and relief to really light you up on your journey. A big thank you to all of you. I know I've been gone most of the week. Thank you to all of your love and prayers for my stepdad. He did make his transition on Monday evening. So it's been actually a beautiful time for our family. So thank you for all of your love. And I do want to ask my favorite question, and that is, what is the best that could happen today? Well, let's intend to feel the love, feel the support, feel the light flowing between all of us here as we open our hearts and allow ourselves to really receive the information and the messages that will support us best. I encourage you to set a personal intention for yourself and what you want to experience. My personal intention is to be a clear instrument of the divine in selfless service for miracles to unfold. So thank you for being here. One thing I want to mention, with so much going on in the world and I haven't been with you this week, I really want to emphasize that as we come together, we can really inspire one another to ask ourselves, individually and collectively, what is it that I want to see in the world? What do I wish to create and participate in? What do I wish to shine a spotlight on? What do I want to amplify? And how will I allow myself to do that? How much compassion can I hold for myself and others no matter what's going on? What reality will I activate or choose to play in? Just remember that we are the choice makers. We're the divine deciders in every moment. So let's inspire and empower one another today to really choose love, to allow light to flood our cells and our energy fields, and say yes to joy and harmony and peace. And let's do it together as we walk hand in hand and heart to heart, like we do always. So just relax and breathe, open and receive. And again, I'm very grateful to have Marina here today. She's a soul alchemist, and she uses scientific hand analysis and intuition to help you fully live your soul purpose. So today we're going to dive into all of that and more. So please join me in extending waves and waves of love and light and joy to Marina as I welcome her to the show. So welcome, my friend.
Hi, Carrie. Hi, everybody.
Hi, hi, beautiful. We're good. I want to let everyone know that Marina is in the Bahamas right now, and I know that I had asked you guys to send your pictures of your hands, and she was going to give some readings or messages. She's in a hot spot in the Bahamas and was not able to download the images, so we apologize, but we're going to dive into this topic anyway. So, yeah, Marina, you were so sweet to say that. Some of the people who've written in, when Marina does have an opportunity to get those emails, I'll forward them to her. She can give you just a little insight, right, Marina?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Of course.
Yeah. So for those who are new to you, I've loved having you on before. Tell people about this. I mean, a lot of people think of like, oh, palm reading and all of that, but this is really, it's much deeper, your understanding of all of this. What do you want to share about that, Marina?
Yeah, I know. It's so funny. Everybody, you know, they hear what I do and they think, oh, that's,
you have a crystal ball and you read people's palms. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. They're like, oh yeah, I had my palm read once, and you know, the fortune teller is the fair, you know. And what's interesting is it really is based on ancient palmistry, the work that I do, but it goes beyond the deepness of of where that began, and it connects to the neural pathways in your brain, actually. So the pieces that I uncover, there's no prediction. So that's the difference. That's the major
yes.
difference in normal palmistry. I don't even, you know, no matter what work I do, I don't really even delve into prediction, especially these days, Carrie, with the way the energy is moving so fast.
Yes.
You know, I feel like I can't even see what the next minute is going to bring because things are changing so fast. So in this work, that's the beauty of it, I feel, is it's really just giving you a blueprint to the basis of your foundation, of your soul's essence, of what you came here to experience, the shadow aspects that you really came here to live through, the lighter aspects that are on the other sides of those. And when I dive into these pieces, I'm able to give you guys tools to show you how to get there on the other side much quicker, and to recognize what's going on. You know, a lot of times we end up in these valleys for years, or, you know, we may end up in the same relationship. You know, it's like, oh, you're with that the same, you're with a different person, but he's the same guy. And we don't even see what we're doing, you know, but there's an energy that hasn't been shifted that we, it's a pattern that we continue. It's like a comfort pattern, I call it. And sometimes we're not able to recognize it, but everybody else is able to recognize it, right? Because they're not emotionally connected.
Yeah. How is that visible in the lines of the hands, though?
So that would be visible in, you know, the lesson aspect. So the three key factors are really what I like to focus on. And that's the lessons that you have, your purpose, and your path. So these are uncovered through your actual fingerprints. And these aspects are the parts that I call it like a railroad track for you, because they're never going to change. Your fingerprints are here your whole time. You're in this human suit that you chose to be in here. And it's always going to be kind of like a pendulum swing of a back and forth from the shadow aspect of the energy to the lighter aspect. So, for example, you might have a worthiness challenge if I went into looking at your hands. And then what happens is I'll find a worthiness piece in your fingerprint. And then as I go deeper into the palm of the hand, the shape of the hand, more pieces of the puzzle get formed. So we'll go beyond, okay, so you came here to have the challenge of not feeling worthy. So, of course, the opposite of that, the light side, the purpose of us coming here with that challenge is to be able to feel completely valuable and loving within who we are without having to offer anything. That's the whole idea. But so that's where that piece, you know, that's just one example of, say, you know, when you end up in a situation relationship-wise that with a person that maybe can't see the value in you. So you end up with the same kind of energy of that person. Always, it's like they're mimicking how we truly feel about ourselves subconsciously, but we don't. What's funny, Carrie, is a lot of us, especially with the worthiness issue, we may feel like, oh, I'm so worthy, right? Like we may speak that we're worthy. We may even take some other action that show that, you know, this person really feels very valuable. But the inner aspect of us, the subconscious aspect, is what's going to attract us to those friends or that relationship that's actually going to not show the value of us if we're still suffering from that shadow
aspect. Right.
Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense. So the fingertips never change, but I know that the lines in our palms do change based on what's going on. And you say they're actually connected to the neural pathways in the brain. So, so when you look at someone's palms, and I mean, the lines, I mean, they can change from, like, if you were to look at my hand, you know, and say you did, and you did a few years ago, and you looked at it now, you would be able to tell kind of what's been going on?
Yes. So typically it takes around 18 months, give or take, of time to have any shift, energetic shift that you've gone through, show physically in the patterning of your pathways in your hand. So if you went through a very impactful transition, then you would show some shifting in those lines. You may have gift markings that new gift markings that have appeared, or maybe you had gift markings 3 years ago, but now they've dissipated through this transition that you've gone through. It's
okay.
Literal.
Right.
It's like, so you've lived the gift that you came here to live, and now you've gone through this major transition, and that gift doesn't serve you anymore because you've filled that. It's like your soul fulfillment is finished in that area. So then a new gift marking comes up. And I look at gift markings. Not everybody has gift markings, by the way. Everybody wants them, but sometimes they're actually not easy aspects to be gifted with, because when you have them, it's a gift that, what do you do with presents, right? Gifts, you're supposed to give them away. So a lot of people don't recognize that it's something that, it's like an artist, you know, a special gift that an artist has. It's to be shared with the world.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't recognize that we have that gift to be shared, then it can actually, it can cause a lot of struggle in our lives. And we may feel stagnancy, non-movement. But when you recognize that you have this gift, or some people have a couple of gifts, then you can start finding avenues to share them with others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know, you know, some of the people that wrote in or sent their palm photos in, Marina, you know, they were wondering, if the deeper the line, is that like the deeper the challenge, or what is that?
No. Okay. Yeah, no, that's not. No. That doesn't mean anything. Yeah, some people have very more soft skin, and some people have harder skin. Every aspect actually of your hand, the
uh-huh.
shape, the suppleness of your hand, you know, it all comes into part of the picture of the puzzle.
Right.
But that's not for the, no, that wouldn't be an aspect to connect with the challenges. No.
Right. Okay.
No worries there.
I think a lot of people felt a little bit self-conscious sending pictures like, oh my gosh, I have the deepest, you know, lines, or, you know, I must be really challenged or something. But
you'd actually be surprised. I find a lot of people that have deeper lines, they sometimes have, not as many aspects, like a more simple outlook, a simpler puzzle. But the puzzle, it may be a simple puzzle with not as many gift markings or challenges, but
right.
it's still very potent, if that makes
yes.
sense.
It does make sense. So, and I know that, you know, you wanted to highlight, I want to highlight that, especially right now. I mean, these times that we're in are very powerful, significant, and the energies are really here to support us. I mean, everything is being brought to the surface, as we can see. It's a time when we all need some help and guidance right now. And you say that in clearing these blocks that we may have been recreating, not just in this lifetime, but for many lifetimes. So anything that you want to share about your perspective on what's going on the planet right now?
Oh, my gosh. Where do I start?
You just go.
Wow, it's really, I see it very multidimensional.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said just a few minutes ago earlier in the call about anybody that is doing any channeling or predictions right now, it's so movable. Everything is so thin layered. And changing very rapidly, that I think that our physical bodies, I feel like we're all processing, not all of us, some,
did I lose you?
No, I'm here. I can hear you.
Oh, sorry. Okay. I thought I heard some beeps. Just want to make sure. I feel like some of us are processing things through our physical body. Some of us are processing it through our emotional body. Some of us are doing it both. And specifically to ancestral wise, you know, I think that each of us are dealing with the clearings of ancestral up until this point, but then beyond that, collectively, this big aspect of, you know, well, freedom right now is a major energetic pattern that is being looked at, questioned. I know personally, I've been doing a lot of diving into, you know, what freedom, what the definition of freedom really is, right?
Absolutely.
Because I think that, and I think this is the most important part that I've been finding is, I think it's so important that we all remember that all of our definitions are going to be different for each of us. And that's okay. And I think that right now it's so, everything's so divisive and so volcano-ish, I guess, that it's almost like I think people are feeling like, well, but I feel this way. But then everybody's like, but you should feel this way. And I think it's just really important that we each just kind of stay centered in our own and do our own personal processing for whatever that is for us. And I feel through that for myself, certainly it's allowed me to stay a little more centered in the eye of the storm because I do actually process quite a bit through my physical body and my emotional body. And, you know, I'm also being affected in personal aspects in my own personal life, which matches collectively. It's like the microcosm of the macrocosm, right? And I'm sure a lot of people on the call right now can relate to this. I actually tend to go through things sort of sometimes before it happens collectively, so I kind of know what's going to happen 6 months to a year from now in the collective. I just think the most important part is to stay in trust and to know that what is showing up for each of us individually and how we respond to that energetically and intentionally is what will unfold not only for our own individual selves, but collectively for all and ancestrally. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it does. And it's why I really wanted to highlight when we started, you know, we're our own choice makers, deciders of how we experience anything that's going on right now. And that whole stay in your lane concept is really a good one to remember. That's the only way to stay grounded and centered and really be okay with how everybody else is navigating their way through this, because it is so individual in terms of the way that we perceive anything that's going on. And, you know, I think staying out of any kind of judgment of how others are doing it or perceiving it is a really wise way to stay in a space of harmony. And
absolutely. Yeah, it seems like right now that's the only way to really. Because I just keep looking at it and saying, well, they have, you know, this person has their reasons why they're looking at it that way. That's okay. That's their hologram, right? That's their perception. And it's absolutely completely true. And it is their reality.
It's not wrong for them. It is very real.
It's not wrong at all.
Right. It's not wrong.
And I think that's what's getting really brought to the surface right now with what's going on in the world is that I don't think before this a lot of people have recognized that individuals actually do create their own holograms and live in their own truths of their own reality. And we're being shown that, I think, being played out in the public right now. And I think it's hard for people to understand because it's kind of beyond your belief, right? It's beyond your brain how our minds function that can be possible. But it is.
It absolutely is. And I mean, that's the most empowered way to live is to recognize that everybody's living their own unique reality. And the more we stay focused on creating ours the way that we choose, the lighter we're going to feel. And Absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned the ancestral aspect. And that is a big part of, well, especially with our own families. I mean, we can look at even our own families going through all of these changes in the world in a very unique way. And we can see common threads and patterns in our ancestral line. But how does what you do support people with not only healing themselves, but that whole ancestral line?
Yeah, so what ends up happening is when I start tapping into the reading with my clients, the pieces just start popping up when we start having the conversation of what I'm recognizing and decoding in the hand. And then a puzzle starts coming together of what, and a lot of what I brought up earlier, the worthiness aspect, mm-hmm. tends to be a very common theme. Mm-hmm. with women, you know, and I'll just pick this one because it definitely, I would probably say 80% of the women that I've worked with have that theme. And it tends to be when we start looking at the grandmother, you know, the mother, et cetera, the sister and beyond, all of a sudden this puzzle comes together and they see a recognition of themselves in this person of mm-hmm. a pattern that they're continuing that they didn't see, or maybe they did see. It depends on, you know, who I'm talking with. But right. within the recognition of that, again, this is just an example of worthiness. It could be powerlessness. It could be trust. It's within that recognition that that's when the healing starts happening, because once we recognize it, we start recognizing why we're doing it. And when it shows up on our plate again, not to say we won't continue part of the pattern, but now we're aware of it and we can start taking full responsibility for it. Prior to that, we have a tendency, before we know that something's an issue, mm-hmm. we're blaming it on the outside world.
Yes.
And that's not, you know, it doesn't work that way, because everything comes from us.
Mm-hmm.
Everything outside of us comes from within us, period.
Yeah,
and
it is, but man, how liberating is that when you embrace it? I mean, that's liberation at its finest when you can see that clearly and no longer look at someone else, even if it's, you know, that ancestral stuff that we're talking about, you know, there are a lot of blaming patterns because of that.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh my gosh. Enormously, I see it every day. And then I look at it and say, but how does it benefit us to blame?
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know, because when we blame something outside of us, there's no, you lose your power, right? There's no power in that. You've given your power away.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's draining,
not healing. Yes.
It doesn't feel good, so you feel drained, and you do feel because you are literally powerless because you've given it away. And when you say, "Wow, look at," when you can trace your perception or your belief or your whatever, and go, "Oh my gosh, wow, I see how that unfolded," or you know what mm-hmm. I mean? It's very empowering. And I mean, do you feel that? Because everything that you do is all about helping people really step into their soul purpose, their soul path, all of that. Do you feel that a lot of the challenges are pre-planned prior to incarnating in this lifetime?
Yes, absolutely. But I do feel that we have, especially in times like these, with this energetic pattern in the world right now, because it's so intense, I think that we do have different, we have challenges that we come here very specific to deal with, but then I see them almost as like a timeline split. We have these choice points where it's like, okay, which aspect of this challenge am I going to choose? Every moment that we make a decision, whether it's to have a cup of coffee in the morning, whether it's to take a job or to move somewhere as big as that. That is an aspect of our soul essence, I see, deciding which choice point of that timeline of that challenge we're going to take.
Mm-hmm.
So I just see them in different levels, but definitely feel that we have already planned.
Mm-hmm.
It's like what I was saying earlier, the railroad tracks, that those aspects, those lessons are in our fingerprints. So I feel like those, the foundation of those challenges are hard lined into what we chose to deal with. But then there's layers of that, of what we, it's like a cake.
Yes. Many layers, right? Many, many layers. So let's talk about when someone comes to you for a soul purpose reading. Does it always include the reading of their hands, or do you do them, can it be separate, or is that always part of the experience? Marina, can you hear me? Let's see where Marina is. Oh, I think I lost her. I think her call dropped. Well, that's okay. I'll just chat with all of you. If you weren't here at the beginning of the call, Marina is in the Bahamas on a boat. So that is why she was not able to download all of the beautiful images of your hands that you so kindly emailed us as I requested. So when she does get to them, she said that she's going to send you guys, you know, like a kind of a mini reading of what she sees, but hopefully we'll get her back here. I want to go to the webcast right now because a lot of you have written in. I want to say thank you to all of you who so kindly wrote in and sent your your love about my family. Thank you so much. You guys are so kind, and it has been an interesting week. But I'm so happy to be here, so I sure hope Marina comes back. She did. You're back.
Sorry.
I was telling everyone you're on a boat in the Bahamas, so. These things
can
happen.
In and out. Sorry, guys.
It's okay.
Very unplanned.
You stayed on for 30 minutes without that happening. So that's positive.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's good.
But I was asking you about your sessions. Like, do they always include the hand component?
Yes.
The soul purpose reading?
You mean, yes. Yeah. So actually, I tend to only want, I focus on the three key factors. If I don't have a lot of time with people and I just do a short, quick stint, I focus on the fingerprint. So that's the purpose and the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And your path. Sorry.
Right.
So that's, and then from there, you know, I mean, I can spend a ton of time just on those three key factors, but because those are the parts that don't change. That's your foundation.
Yeah, there's an interesting question from Cindy. She said, blessings to you both. She said, is there any significance to having thumbs that are different sizes? My left thumb is noticeably larger from the knuckle to the tip than my right, and I've always wondered about that. Any information on that?
So the thumb is actually, it's interesting because the thumb is not connected to a planet, the energy of a planet. So the fingers themselves are all connected to energy of planets. The thumb is very different. If you look at the hand, it's actually very separate than the fingers. It's the driver. It's the gripper, right? So it's like the action taker. So I'm wondering if she's right-handed or left-handed. That also makes a difference.
Cindy, are you right-handed or
on
left-handed?
Which one's shorter.
So what would that
and
mean?
It's also about the thumb is also about success.
Okay.
And then the opposite of that is failure. So, you know, everything has the shadow aspect. So it would depend on, you know, what, again, if that's her dominant hand. We'd have to kind of dive into that, but I'm wondering if any of those things connect with her on
She hasn't written back
at work. It's also about community and family. So it depends on.
Really? What would it mean, like, if someone broke their thumb?
They're afraid to take action. There's something that stepping into their life that they need to take action on. Failure is looming. You know, it's basically that focus about success and failure is definitely the one that I would say, especially with breaking your thumb. But it does depend on. Did she write back?
Yeah, she's right-handed. She's right-handed.
Right-handed. Okay. Did she say which thumb was small or not?
Which one is small? Yeah. The left thumb is noticeably shorter.
Okay. All right. So I wonder, is she commenting anything about the success or failure, what I'm mentioning?
Cindy, anything you want to say on that?
Not feeling connected to community or family.
Is that the case, Cindy? Go ahead and write in if you're able to. Cindy. Yeah, other people are writing in saying they have the same issue, that their thumbs are...
Interesting.
That is interesting.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing that up, Cindy.
Cindy,
did anything that she said resonate or for you that she was saying about this? Okay.
And, of course, if I looked at her prints, too, it would be interesting to see what prints she has on the thumbs, because that could also be connected to either her, challenge or her purpose.
Yes.
So it would become a puzzle as we would open it up.
It really is a puzzle, isn't it? Like when you start working with
someone. And that's why, that's why it's kind of difficult just to talk about one aspect, because that's just a thread of the mosaic. So I am very careful when I do speak about something just in one aspect, because it could be pulled through this whole mosaic that completely changes the dynamic of what I spoke of, if that makes sense.
It does. She did write back in and said, yes, I resonate with the connection thing.
Okay. Yeah. So on the right hand, if it's your right thumb, I'll just talk to if other people are saying that they're having some different sizes. The right thumb is about success. And feeling the high point would be success, feeling accomplished, being the manifester, getting results. The shadow aspect of that would feel like you can't do anything, you can't move, feeling failure. On the left side of the thumb, if you're having a shorter thumb on that side, that's about family, community. That's the positive aspect. The shadow aspect is not feeling connected to anyone, feeling like the black sheep, having difficulty with family. And so when people are having that aspect, so say if that was your challenge in your fingerprint on that thumb, then your purpose would really truly to be here to create your own community, to be almost, depending on other aspects of leadership that I would see in your hand, maybe even be the leader of your own community. Because you would deeply understand what it felt like to be an outcast.
Right.
That would give you those tools of life experience to create the environment for others to feel very comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Well, Cindy, thank you for that. Sherry from Florida said, hi, Carrie and Marina. So grateful to be here and grateful for you. Thanks, Sherry. She said, I was wondering, as the fingers also represent our five elements, do the fingerprints tell us about the health of those elements? Much love, dear ones. Do you understand that question?
Yes. I do look at different aspects of the elements. I don't focus as much on the elements as other people do.
with the reading, they're definitely connected there. I do more with the hand shapes. I connect with air, earth, water, and fire, and the lines. So they're definitely there. I just don't put as much potency on them because I just don't find it doesn't go as deep as I want with the other aspects that I focus on. But I will discuss it. I just won't focus a lot on it.
Got it. Okay. All right. Let's take a couple of live callers, Marina. And
sure.
Remember, we cannot see your images because Marina is on a boat in the Bahamas and she wasn't able to download them. So we're going with the flow because this wasn't. But if you do have a question, she's happy to answer them. So I'm going to go to our live callers. Press star 2 to raise your hand. And here we go. So our first caller is, let's see if my mouse will move here. Area code 702. You're live with us. 702.
Hi, Carrie. Hi, Marina. This is Diane.
Hi, Diane. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for taking my call. This is such an interesting topic.
Hi, Diane.
Hi, Marina. I've recently had, over the last couple of years, injuries to my hands, one from a car wreck and one from a sprain at work. And so I have pain. I have numbness in my left hand and pain in my right hand around the thumb and wrist area. And I'm wondering two things. Does that have any significance in going forward in your life into your calling? And secondly, my other question was, when you have gifting, is there any certain area of the hands that is shown in, or is it just generalized to that specific gifting that one may have?
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, so I'll answer your first question with a question. So when this happened to you on your thumbs and your hands with these injuries, were there aspects in your life that you were about to take action on, or were there situations that you feel that you weren't able to accomplish? Did you hear what I was just speaking about the thumb, the words that connected with that? Did any of that...
Yeah.
connect with you at that time in your life?
The first injury was more of relational, intimate relations that was not there, but I was wanting that. And the second one was recent, and I have felt some disconnection with my family, you know, because of COVID, and they all live in different states. So yes to both.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So absolutely, I'll just give an example, and I'm still trying to figure this one out. I just injured my foot last night. So typically with a foot injury, it's about moving forward, right? And what am I afraid of to move forward on? I'm working on that. I don't know. Just happened. So but specifically when things happen on the different fingers on your hands, I definitely would connect that with the thumb and moving forward, taking action. But when I'm hearing you talk about these two pieces, what keeps coming to me is about, with the one piece. So for the relationship example, with what you said, my question to you would be, so what can I take action on for myself?
Mm. Beautiful. That is so perfect. And I have to say that I adore your comment when you said everything from outside of me comes from within us. And oh my gosh, that just blew up as a huge light when you said that. So yeah, I received that.
Good. Yeah. And I know, sometimes it depends on where you're at and what is happening. Sometimes that is tough to swallow, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hmm.
know, I feel that, you know, we're never done until we're done here, right? Till we physically leave. So we're going to continue to be given these challenges that are actual beautiful dances. But sometimes they appear, and I've even had some in this past 6 months that, you know, I've even said, but how could this come from me?
No, I know.
And it just makes you dig deeper. And you know what, I mean, and I won't go into the actual details of my situation, but it's made me go so deep and get so there to the point that it's like I just released it.
Mm.
Because
thank
it
you.
Took
That's
so much so power good. Over me.
Beautiful
and,
revelations and opportunities
yeah.
to see them in that.
Yes.
In that way. Diane, I'm so happy you're able to do that. And like in a very empowered way. Like, yes, I see that. So that is it's a beautiful thing. And what was the other question about the gifts?
Sorry.
Do you remember
the gift markings? Yes, I remember the question. They're actually found in the palm of your hand. And they're all under each foundation of your fingers. They're everywhere in every aspect, every zone. And again, not everybody has a gift marking. Everybody wants one. You know, they're like, I want to have a gift marking. But it actually, it can be a sometimes a difficult gift to share, because for us to share a gift, we have to go into those valleys of what that gift is. And these gifts have very, very deep shadow sides. Most of the gift markings really are about, it's really about being our own healers, right? Being able to go into that valley with ourselves. And then through that, it just our beingness when we're around people, when they're in that same arena of the valley that we just went through, we become that aspect of gift for them if we can shine our light and be open to them and not closed off.
Mm-hmm. That's really
beautiful.
Right. Well, thank you for the questions, Diane. I'm glad you're here. And nice to hear your voice.
Yeah.
And thank you so much. So, such beautiful, comprehensive answers that I'm sure have helped all of us. Really beautiful. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're welcome, Diane. I'm glad you got on the call.
Definitely. Thanks. All right. Blessings, Diane.
Love to you.
Yeah, if you guys haven't had a session with Marina, you're very unique, Marina, in the way that you put these puzzle pieces together and you provide a lot of information. Let's go ahead and talk about your offers, Marina, because a couple of people are asking, and then we'll come back and we'll take another caller or two. You've put together a beautiful offer. It includes quite a few things. So to find this beautiful offer, go to straighttalkforthesoul.com, click on the marketplace. You will see Marina's beautiful smiling face in her hot pink that I love so much. I love this picture of you. Okay, so this is called 21 Steps to Soul Discovery. So there's a 6-week e-course that you will receive. Marina, I don't know if you have this in front of you or not, but I'll just kind of briefly run through what's in here, and then I'll let you add in some details on your end. So there's a 6-week e-course that you will receive. Then there is a Decode Your Love Style and Understand Your Non-Negotiable Relationship Requirements. That will be a live 2-hour group workshop call. Then there's a Discover Your Life Path Workshop, which is another live 2-hour group call that is included in this. And then you also get a private 20-minute session with Marina about unlocking your soul's code. You'll also get a soul bird meditation. So Marina, this is a lot in this package. What do you want to add to let people know more?
Yeah, so I'll just kind of briefly go over it. So the 21 Steps to Soul Discovery. This is like my whole entire life experience, basically, I put into this 21 step.
I came up with the 21 steps because I quit drinking about 18 years ago, and for me it was if I could make it 21 days without drinking, I could make it for a long time, and I did. So 21 days, just 21 steps, 21 days felt to me to be sort of like a pattern breaker. So I created 21 steps based on actually a telesummit that I put on years ago on freedom from addictive behaviors, because I'm so passionate about helping other people finding holistic avenues and different approaches to help themselves with any kind of addictions that they're dealing with, shopping, drinking, you name it, relationships. So I took all of the people that I interviewed and asked each specific person to comment on one of the steps. So I have, it's very intermingled with an e-course of an expert commenting on the step, my story about the step and what it meant for me, and then there's journaling pieces for you to do. It's actually, it's very simple, but it's a very in-depth course that no matter if you did the course now and you did it 10 years from now, you'd still get just as much benefit from. And then the live calls that I have are really actually super in-depth. They're really beneficial. These are my favorite workshops that I do. The one that's on the life path, that is all about what I was talking about earlier, that's one of the key factors in your fingerprints. So there's four different paths that we're on. One is the path of service. And let me just kind of go over this with you guys. The path of love. And I have so many comments to say, but I don't want to take up too much time. And then courage. And then we have the path of peace. So everybody's in one of the four paths. Some people are in two paths. It depends on what we uncover in your fingerprints. And if you do sign up for the package, everybody will find out what path they're in. And I won't even talk about that in the private session, because the private session, I just want it to be about you and your purpose, because that's what the 20 minutes is going to be about. And I typically end up, like I talked about earlier in the call, you're a mosaic, right? So even though you have this purpose that we're going to talk about, there's going to be other aspects that I'm going to be shown that I cannot not talk to you about when we're on the call, because it's going to be an important piece of the puzzle. So the life path call is going to go over the four aspects. We're going to go into all the shadow aspects and all of the positive aspects. That's going to be on Zoom group call with everybody. And at that point, you'll all know what path you're in. And then the second call that we're going to have is on the heart lines. And this one's really fun because it's about, it's really about our emotional system, how we prefer to be loved, how we prefer to give love. You know, it's amazing how many of us don't even understand and know that we have a certain love style that we prefer, or that somebody else has a certain love style that they prefer. You know, we all think everybody's just like us, and oh, maybe they, you know, I love to talk, so this person must love to talk. No, not necessarily. So this, and it's kind of fun, actually. I do like working with couples because it's so helpful when you can see those aspects in your partner, that because this work is, it's subconscious. It's not conscious aspects that a lot of us can recognize on our own. And so when you can tap into it, especially when you're working with a couple, you know, you'll see the spark and the other person will be like, yeah, that is why, you know, that is why he reacts that way. Oh gosh, I didn't realize that he took offense to that, or this is why that's happening. And so when we can have that better understanding, even with our kids, this is great. I work with so many moms with kids, and, you know, when you can understand that your child needs their space, you know, if they have a permit heart line, that's all about having to have your own sanctuary time, and freedom is immensely important to you. But then if you have a big heart line, you want connection and you don't want your space. So, you know,
understanding what you have and what other people that you have in your family or your partners, it's life changing.
So what are the four different heart line types?
Oh yeah. So I just said two, I think. The hermit.
Right.
Is one that's about having needing your sanctuary time and your freedom is immensely. I actually a lot of entrepreneurs actually have hermit heart lines because they really love that sense of freedom. And then we have the big heart, and that's very caring, nurturing. It's very empathetic. It's about compassion. I find with the big heart, people, if they have too much of it, which typically when people have it, they do, they give away too much of themselves, and then they become enablers. And they don't even realize it. They say, "Oh, but I love this person, or my child, or my husband, and I'm helping them." No, you're not helping them, because when we overgive, we end up not allowing that person to give to themselves and love themselves fully. That's a very common theme. Then another heartline is passionate. And let me just say, so the big heart and the hermit are the most common. I would say the big heart is probably the more common of all four. Passionate is probably the rarest. And passionate is, you know, it's exactly what it is. You're going to be a little more intense, fiery. But the shadow aspect to that is quicker to anger. You know, if you're not able to center yourself. And then we have the romantic idealist. And this is being very thoughtful. And this is another one that just loves conversation. But the shadow aspect is somebody that has this kind of goes in a mind loop. It's like, I call it like a mind-heart loop, that they're like, well, you know, you get off the phone with a friend and you think, well, she said this, but did she really mean this? And you go to bed at night thinking, I don't know, maybe that's what they meant. But, you know, like you can't stop the loop.
So can someone be a little bit of all of those?
Yes. Yes, they can. Yes. So, which is actually kind of cool because then it's called the chameleon. So then when you honor all of those aspects, that's when you really can embrace compassion for everyone, because you understand the passionate, you understand the romantic idealist, you understand the big heart, you understand the hermit,
right.
You know, because
I understand
you
that.
Have.
I'm like, yes, 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 yes.
Yes, yes.
I mean,
and then it's
cool because
then you can tap into.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry, Carrie.
No, I said probably one or two more than the other, but I was like, wow. So in that group, that live group workshop, people will be able to identify from their hands, you know, which of these heartline types they are. And that way they can really identify why, conflict is occurring with their loved ones or with whomever. Okay.
Yeah. And you know, what's cool is through this workshop in the, so each workshop I'm going to do, guys, you're going to have, it's like a 10 to 13 page printout for you guys to have and to look at, use with your friends, whatever you want. But specifically with the heartlines, it shows you how to read the heartlines. So you can go and look at your kids' heartlines, your husband's, your, you know, friends to see
so nice.
What they have.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool because then, you know, you can go deeper with them and it's fun, but it's also extremely beneficial. Life-changing.
Yes.
I can't stress it enough how helpful it is, right, for all of us. I mean, that's our main – I feel like one of our main purposes here is in relation, right? It's about us being in human form to relate to others. So the more that we can understand how each person operates and why – to me, the biggest piece is the why, because, like, we look at things and go, well, why did they just do that? Well, that doesn't make any sense. And there comes the judgment, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if we can understand where they're coming from, then there is
Compassion.
There's no question. Yeah, compassion goes right there automatically. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Well, I like that you're doing the two different workshops. So the other one, the Discover Your Life Path, that's where they will, and this is also a live two-hour call, like they can identify which is their strongest finger, which is associated with a planet, right? Because I'm looking at this image here, which it shows, you know, the image of someone's palm. And then it says, like, their life path is peaceful wisdom. And then it shows their strongest finger is Jupiter, which is a powerful influencer. So someone will be able to determine that. And then their purpose, their challenge, their hand shape. That determines something else, too. And then their heart line.
Yeah, that's where I connect it with the elements, the earth elements.
Got it.
So see how the mosaic?
Yes.
I think the print that you are looking at is my print, actually.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, there you
are.
So
that's my mosaic. Yeah.
Right. So you're big heart, empathetic, good listener, nurturing. Yeah. Hand shape is water.
Yep.
Well, of course, it's water. You're
super sensitive.
Yes, both of us love the dolphins in the water. That's why you are in the Bahamas, in the water, on a boat right now.
That's right.
Yep. You missed that earlier.
Yep.
Oh, and a sensitive chameleon. Oh, I can relate to that. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I forgot how many elements are involved. Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
No, that was it. Go ahead. You go.
Oh, okay. I was just going to say, I just want to say something about the path of service while we're on this life path workshop. And I think everybody can benefit from this, because the other part of this, guys, is even if you're not,
We just lost her again. Aww. There she is on the boat in the Bahamas, lost her signal. I'm sure she'll be right back. But I don't know if any of you guys were with us when Marina was here last. It's probably been a year or two since she was here, but it's really a fascinating reading if you get the package. I remember when I did for the first time, and everybody who's on the show is so unique in what they offer, and hers is definitely unique. You'll learn a lot about yourself in a new way and why you're here. And, of course, like she said, your challenges, the shadows, all of those things. So thank you guys for being patient with us as we go with the flow with Marina. And Marina, isn't her name perfect for her passion for the water and everything? I was thinking of telling her how much I loved her name, because I almost named my daughter that. But hopefully Marina will come back, you guys. If she doesn't, I want to thank you all for being here. It's so nice to be back here with all of you. I have missed you so much, being gone this past week. So it's nice to see a lot of my, all of the regulars here. I see you all here in the on the call and in the webcast. So nice to see and feel all of you here in this sacred circle. And if she doesn't come back here in the next minute, we'll go ahead and wrap up. And but again, let me just go over her offer while we're waiting. Again, it's that 6-week e-course that she mentioned. And I think the two things that really stand out for me are the two live workshops. I think really understanding your relationship requirements is helpful, your love style, and it's fascinating that you'll find that out through your hands. So, and then the next one is really learning about your life path. So that'll be fun. And then, of course, the private 20-minute session with her. And there's a lot that can happen that she does in that 20 minutes, because she'll get your handprints, fingerprints, all that before that. So she'll be able to.
Carrie, I'm back.
Oh my gosh. Hi. Welcome back.
Oh, sorry. I think it's set on like 30 minutes or something. It just keeps dropping it.
That's right.
We're good now.
It was 30 minutes ago. Wow.
What it is.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
Well,
what's
welcome
going
back.
On.
I was
apologize,
just highlighting
everybody.
Your offer again. And I don't really remember where we were, what we were talking about when you dropped
out. Oh, I remember. I was just, it must be pretty important, because I was just about
service.
To talk about.
Service.
Yes. One very specific sentence that's connected to the life path of service. And what I was saying is, even if you guys aren't on the path of service, we all connect with all the paths, right? It's just not
it might not be our the highest, you know, purpose that we asked for, but we'll connect and understand it. So I just want everybody to think about this sentence because I think it's important right now with everything going on. So it's about service being a consciousness employed, not actually an action performed.
Say that one more time.
Service is a consciousness employed, not an action performed.
Oh, wow. Yes. Yes, agreed.
So,
yes.
Yeah, most people, you know, anytime we think about, even when you talk about service, it's like I picture somebody physically taking action, you know. But it's actually, it's been taught to us very differently because if you embody the actual energetics of what service is, it's in your beingness, and it doesn't actually have to be a physical action per se. It can become a physical action, but it has to come from the purity of intention of service, not for obligation purposes, not for I want something from this. So many aspects of that. It has to be purely from a place of purity, of non
Yeah, yes. So someone was asking, Marina, are the life path and life purpose the same thing? And I don't believe that. I think they're separate, right? In terms
of they're separate. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many life paths are there?
So there's four main life paths. And then within that, so it's the path of service, path of love, and the path of courage and peace. So love, service, I just kind of went over. Love is, of course, about emotions. It's about emotional mastery. Courage is actually about taking risks. I'm actually in the path of courage and in peace. Peace is the next one I'm going to talk about. Taking risks, so it's like when you're sitting in the workshop, it's about sitting on the fence. So people might understand you have to have courage to jump off the fence, right? So it's comfortable when you're sitting on the fence. You know, you're not taking any risks. You're safe. But people that came here to be on the path of courage, we actually came here to jump off the fence all the time, not be comfortable. So in my life, I may have like a month or two of comfort, and then it stops. Like I'm more jumping off the fence. So I know if I have a slow period, I know what's next.
Right.
Because if I'm not, this is just the path I chose, right? When we chose courage, this is just what we chose. If I'm not jumping, then I'm not doing what I came here to experience. So when I'm not jumping, other aspects of my life, may not flow accordingly. And they don't. I'll tell you, I mean, from the way I can look at back on my life, anytime I've chosen not to jump, the universe does not like it.
Yeah, then it gets harder. Then it gets harder.
Yes. Yeah, you think it's comfortable on the fence now. Well, make sure that you know it's not too comfortable soon. And then the other thing is you don't have as many choices, right?
Yeah.
When you wait.
Well,
you have choices, but you're pushed harder, and then it's more of a squeeze, you know? So I try to help people make choices from a place of completeness and not force.
Yes. So I want to ask about the fingers, because someone was asking earlier, you mentioned that every finger is associated with a planet. And so then when you determine which of their fingers is their strongest finger, is it always like a particular finger is the strongest, or is it the tallest, or how do you determine what finger is the strongest?
So there are a couple of things you're talking about right now. So one is I'll look at the strength of when I see your hands printed, I'll see which finger looks the strongest, more solid, not as crooked, in alignment, would end up becoming a very strong aspect for you, because subconsciously the way that we hold our hands and lay them down, even if I didn't print your hands and I held them out, I could still see which would be the most, because it's about energy, right? So it's very intuitive. So when you're looking at your fingers, guys, and you're looking and seeing maybe one of your, maybe your pinky, you know, we talked about earlier in the call, if somebody had an accident or if they have a crooked pinky, right? That's the pinky is connected to the planet Mercury. So this is all about being the messenger. This is actually, it's like you're looking at like flow to channeled source. This is about trust. So actually, if this was your lesson, if this was your challenge and your shadow aspect, which is mine, actually, trust is my challenge. But when I say that, it's not about really trusting others. It always comes back to us, right? Like I said earlier in the call, it's not about outside of us, it's about us. So the more I trust myself deeper and deeper, the more I can trust the world.
Right.
So if you had like a crooked pinky, and I'm just giving that as an example, that would show that you would have, it's also, like I said, a connection to your source, to your information. So you may have a blocked, this under the pinky is also where I'll find the line of clairvoyance in your palm. That's where gift markings are going to be under your pinky for gifted healer. So it would be, you may have a blockage on being your own healer for yourself, different aspects in your life that you're having a hard time looking at. You know, the next finger is connected to Apollo, the sun. So the ring finger. This is all about shining your light, being out on the stage, creativity. It's about self-expression, being a maverick. So if that, say that finger was crooked, that would be the shadow aspect. Or if that finger was shorter, drastically, or you had an injury there, I would say, okay, what are we looking at that are you having a hard time shining your light on? You know, are you hiding yourself to make others shine? That kind of question I would ask. The middle finger is connected to the planet Saturn. This is all about accountability. It's all about worthiness. It's actually stepping in to be the teacher in the highest aspect.
Wow.
So, you know, depending on if that is shown as your strongest or your weakest. And of course, this goes hand in hand with when I talk about your purpose, guys, for the private sessions for 20 minutes. This is also going to be, just so you guys understand how I decode the fingerprints, is your highest ranking, we have a coding system for the fingerprints, will be your purpose. And sometimes there might be two highest ranking prints that I'm going to want to talk about. So your purpose might be on two separate fingers and aspects that we'll dive into. So that's the Saturn is the middle finger, and then the point Jupiter is the pointing finger. So Jupiter is all about power, being the leader. Shadow aspect is feeling completely powerless, you know. And what kind of personality do we see that feels powerless? People that need to control things. It's fascinating.
It is. There's so many layers to this, like you said earlier, that it's really fascinating. It really is.
And Carrie, the thing is, for all the years I've been doing this, it's always right on point. It's your subconsciousness speaking to you. All I'm doing is being the decoder and the facilitator to help you on earth aspects that you're having a hard time seeing. It's literally like it's a helping tool that our soul came here to bring us to use. It's our body speaking to us. How cool is that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm glad that you have spent all these years kind of refining this. It is a gift of discovery, self-discovery, really understanding this. And now I'm finding myself just really looking at my hands now. kind of analyzing.
I'll have to, and you know what's funny? I just looked for yours, too, because I know I read yours like 4 years ago. I can't even remember.
I know.
And I don't have it on my computer. I must have it at my house at home. So I'll look it up. And then when I get your photo through, I'll talk to you about what I see that's changed.
That'd be awesome. That'd be wonderful.
Yeah,
because it's been a while. But I was telling them when you bounced off a minute ago how it was so fascinating. It was so much information, and it was so unique to anything that I had experienced before. Someone was asking earlier what got you into this, and I don't think we mentioned that, but I don't know if you want to share that briefly.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, so actually what got me into this was back when I did my telesummit back in 2011 on freedom from addictive behaviors, and I found somebody that did this work, and I interviewed her. But, you know, to do a more in-depth interview, I was like, oh, I want to, you know, it really interested me. And I said, I want to see what this is all about so I can understand it better. And she did a very quick 10 to 15 minute reading for me. And within those 10 or 15 minutes, she unearthed aspects of myself that I had never discussed with anybody, that I had known since I was a little girl, that I was here to do, and aspects of my personality that I just didn't really speak about. And she uncovered this through what we're talking about right now, through my fingerprints and the lines in the palm of my hand. And it just blew me away.
10 years ago. Was that, I'm trying to think, I'm feeling this lady's name because I think I know who you were talking about. Because I believe I interviewed her around 10 years ago. But I think
it's somebody different. The woman that I worked with, she works specifically with people with addictions.
Okay.
Her name's
okay.
Kate Arnold. Yeah, she's out of Vermont.
Okay. It's somebody else that I remember. you may know who I'm talking about, but it was about 10 years ago when she was really but anyway, so it's been that long, and you've really refined it since then. And
I end up like really focusing on everybody wants to talk about the good stuff, right? The purpose, the fun stuff. And I'm just going to tell you guys, the work I do, it's not about fun. It's about healing. It's about getting to have you live your most joyful life. So we're going to look at the challenges. We're going to look at the stuff that I see that's blocking you. That's what I specialize in. Because all the other stuff, you don't need me for. It blossoms. The other aspects that you're here that are the highest aspects and the positive light, those will open up once you have released the fear and the blocks that are existing. And with the majority of those is what I find in the palm, which is the subconscious. Those are the aspects that change. Those are the lines that change through time. That's where the juice is.
Marina, Alexandra is asking, are we looking at the left or the right hand? You actually look at both, right?
Both, yes. Yep, both, because they both have something to say. And again, depending on which hand it's on, has a different energy.
Mm-hmm. I also want to highlight you're deeply spiritual and intuitive, and you actually had an encounter with light beings, however you want to phrase it, which really has expanded. I think when you do these intuitive readings along with all of this, it's really helped expand what comes through. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely, Carrie. Yeah. I mean, that experience, you know, I want to say it changed me as a being, but it really didn't change me. It just connected me to who I truly am, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
It opened things up in me that I don't think I had access to before. The compassion that it allowed me to get to for myself and then for others in the world. I mean, after I had that experience, it brought me to tears. Mm-hmm. And that is what I find joy in sharing with other people when I do this work, because I know how much that changed my life and opened my heart to when I see other people, you know, releasing that judgment. It's like there's no judgment anymore. It's so freeing and so joyful in the heart, because anytime we do judge, we're really judging ourselves. Mm-hmm. Anytime we have a lower vibrational response to anything, right, we're experiencing that because we are the experiencer of the frequency that we hold.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was life-changing for me, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just wanted to add that in here at some point.
Yeah.
I think that's significant for people to realize this expanded connection and how it's continued to expand for you and help you in helping others. So, yes. Well, Marina, we did it. We only lost you twice for about a minute.
Yeah.
So that was good.
Thanks for hanging in there, guys.
You know, thank you all for your flexibility and your patience. And and I always love my time with you, Marina. And anything else, any final message that you want to share with this beautiful community before we say goodbye today?
Oh, gosh.
Wrap it up. Just kidding.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the only thing I can say, you know, that especially with this past year, with everything that's gone on, is staying as peaceful and as trusting in the eye of the storm of whatever comes on your path is not only going to benefit you, but it benefits everyone around you. For me, when I started this journey of self introspection, the one piece that helped me help myself, because worthiness is a challenge for myself, was knowing that the work that I did on myself actually benefited every single person that was in my life, whether they were present or energetic, because I didn't feel valuable enough to receive the work that I was doing for myself. So hopefully that will leave some of you guys with, if you're suffering with what I suffered with years ago about not feeling valuable enough, knowing that what you're doing is could help someone else, save somebody else's life, shift a perspective for them and receive more joy in their life, then it's a must, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's powerful. Thank you for sharing that. And yeah, thank you for sharing that. Thank you for everything that you shared and everything that you created in your beautiful offering, Marina. And so much love to you.
Yeah, now and you always. Too, Mary, and everybody.
Yes, yes, yes. So thank you, Marina. Thank you to everybody who's joined us. Thank you for the gift of your time and your love and your openness. Remember that if this has resonated with you, you can take this journey further with Marina and her special offer. And as we bring the show to a close, acknowledge this beautiful invitation before you as we continue to navigate our way into 2021 to remember your power and purpose and potential to ride these waves of change or challenge with as much grace and ease as possible. As Marina shared, continue to trust the process and, you know, even in these waves of change, just return to being that pillar of light or that beacon of love, that instrument of peace and purity. Just always go back to that. Just remember that you are brilliant and resilient and you are dearly loved. Thank you for joining us on this soulful adventure today. I am sending waves and waves of new earth grace and glory and gratitude from my heart to yours. May you feel it, receive it. And please offer it to those you encounter today or tonight, wherever you happen to be in the world. And as always, until next time, please give yourself full permission to shine instead of shrink, express instead of suppress, and own that amazing, powerful glow of yours. I'll see you all back here in this playground of light again tomorrow. Bye, everyone.